Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Shelby Williams, and she's the County Youth Coordinator for Iowa State University. Good morning, Shelby.
Good morning.
Shelby, you have an event, a camp coming up, and the registration date is June 30th. So folks, listen up. That's tomorrow is the deadline date. And this sounds kind of unique and pretty exciting to me, Shelby.
Yeah. So we're having a STEAM day camp, which is something new that we're kind of trying out in Cass County. We're going to have a fun-filled day and learn about the science behind color and light with a special emphasis on the art. So that's where the STEAM comes from.
Yes, we're used to STEM. I think people now know what STEM is. Well, now you've added the A. You've added art back in there. And to me, that's a really big plus because art isn't just playing around. It's science, too.
Yeah, great. So we're really excited about this. It's going to be a lot of hands-on activities. So we're really excited to try something new, and it should be a fun day. And it's for youth who have completed grades 4 through 6, and it is July 6th at the Cass County Community Center.
Okay, right after the 4th of July, all that excitement. Hey, and they'll see lots of color in terms of fireworks on 4th of July, but learn more about that color. You know, the other thing that I've had people tell me lately, more so than several months ago, is that they've been seeing rainbows. So how does a rainbow get created? Is that kind of part of your discussion?
Yeah, we're going to discuss a rainbow, yeah. So that's something that we're really excited about, to discover how those colors show up with different light and everything. So so it should be really interesting to learn about that stuff.
And so color and light, a part of the STEAM, science, technology, engineering, art, and math. Did I get those right? Camp on July 6th, but you need to know who's coming by June 30th. So how do they register?
Yeah, if you'd like to register, I will be at Produce in the Park tonight doing kids activities. So I'll have registrations with me there. You can call the extension office at 712-243-1132, or you can stop by the office and we'll help you out there also. So.
Okay, and there is a fee for this one.
Yes, there's a $10 fee, and that's just covering our cost of our activities and all our different things that we're doing.
But no lunch?
Nope, you need to bring your own lunch, yep.
Okay, and it's 9 to 3, so I think you'll probably want to have some lunch in there for you to snack on. So can you give us a couple of examples of the kinds of activities that are going to be going on?
We actually have an intern that's in art. She's going into art, so she's really helping us out with this one. This is kind of her project for the summer. We're going to work on sun catchers.
Okay.
So how the different color we put on sun catchers, how those colors show through with the sun. So that's one of our big activities. There's this new tool that the Iowa State has that actually you go online and create your design, and then it makes it for you. So using like plastic and different colors. So we're going to try that out. So those are a couple of our big things that we're really excited about. So I think it should be a fun.
Yes, it sounds really exciting to me, but, people say, oh, I can't draw, or I can't do art, or I can't do it. Well, here's a great opportunity to find out, yes, you do have artistic talent, even if you don't think you do.
Yes, that's very true. Yeah, I'm not much of an artist myself, but I'm so really excited about the camp because we're not really going to be drawing and stuff. We're going to be working more on, like you said, the different types of art that there is besides just drawing and coloring.
Mm-hmm. And color is, of course, so important. Let's we'll come back here in a little bit and remind folks about how to register and all that sort of thing. But another question that I've been hearing out there in the community is, when is the Cass County Fair?
Yeah, so the Cass County Fair is July 26th through August 1st.
A little later than some years, but that's how it falls on the calendar. And on the 26th, what will be happening?
The 26th is going to be our static exhibit judging day. So
that also means it's the bake sale day.
Yes. So, yes, if you want to get some good goodies, come to the bake sale and purchase those. And then we are also having our everything. Everyone's just getting ready for the fair, basically, that day. So,
and just to remind folks, you know, all the building will be open with a little time exception there where it's getting arranged. And if it's hot or if it's wet, well, you can go inside and enjoy inside things too. So, and then the final day, August 1st, what's happening that day?
August 1st is our livestock sale day.
Okay.
So all the exhibitors are selling their livestock, and we're kind of wrapping up things that day. So
lots of things going on between July 26th and August 1st. Get that on your calendar. And of course, there are fairs going on all over the area. I think some, you know, a little further away have already started, actually. So it is fair time in Iowa and a great time to see what's going on. Anything else that's coming up that you want to mention before we summarize STEAM Camp?
Yeah, I'll just get this one on people's radar. We haven't really finalized all the details yet, but on August 21st, we are going to be holding a solar eclipse day camp also. And there's actually, on that day, there's going to be a solar eclipse coming through. So we're actually going to take some time to look at that. And it's kind of, we have a lot of STEM-related activities for that also. So be watching for more information on that, because I think that could be a really fun camp too.
It is a big event. It doesn't happen very often. I know the next one is 2027 or so. I don't have the exact date, but it's out there in the future. So August 21st is a date in history. If you're interested at all in what's going on up there in the sky, Iowa is not very much in the path, but you might see a little, just a little. So that will be really interesting, August 21st. Okay, let's kind of summarize STEAM Day Camp, when it is, where it is, and how people get registered.
Yep. So STEAM Day Camp is for those youth who have completed grades 4 through 6, and it is July 6th at the Cass County Community Center from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. There is a $10 fee, and you can register at the Extension office. You can call the Extension office at 712-243-1132. Or I will also be at Curtis in the Park tonight if you want to stop by and get your child signed up.
All right. And you'd like to have those registrations by tomorrow. So don't put it off. Until next time, here's a thought. Success comes to those who dedicate everything to their passion in life. To be successful, it is also very important to be humble and never let fame or money travel to your head.